Welcome back on our Keyes Auto Center High School football scoreboard show. Going back to the coach's hotline, and I believe this is a first maybe. We've got head coach Alan Gray of Red Oak alongside his offensive coordinator, Carter Bruce. Guys, how are we doing tonight?
We're doing good. We're doing good. A little exhausted.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, so back-to-back weeks, coach, tell me a little bit about, you know, just the heart rate a little bit, the blood pressure, and what's going on. 2 1-point wins, they kind of come down to 2-point conversions. Your offense last week, your defense this week. I mean, what's how are you feeling?
Like I said, exhausted. You know, our boys are just, they're starting to figure it out a little bit. You know, we didn't play the cleanest game that affected some of our drives, but there's things that we can clean up for sure.
For you to come out with the win, tell me about the defense coming up big there, stopping that 2-point conversion. And, you know, even after Missouri Valley gets the onside kick, the defense pushes them back to the point that they have to punt.
So on that 2-point conversion, we actually had our starter had to come out. So we put a JV kid in there, backup kid, Hudson Fisher, and probably made the best stop of his life so far.
Awesome. Coach, what was the difference in tonight's game?
I think toward the end, our conditioning, and it boils down to who wanted it more tonight. And I think our boys got the edge in that department.
What's it mean to you, to this program? You know, obviously you're in your first year there, but to get back-to-back victories, I mean, what's that mean for the, you know, the progress of the program, I guess?
It's huge. You know, it kind of sends a statement to our boys that we believe in them. They need to believe in themselves, and now they're finally learning how to compete and win. And, you know, we'll see how the season shakes out, but I think we're building something good here.
You mentioned to me that you have Carter there with you, your offensive coordinator. Was there a reason you want us to talk to him as well?
Absolutely. He stayed the course tonight. You know, we could have got out of our game plan, and Carter believed in the game plan that we put in, and he just stayed with it.
Well, I believe I did interviews with Carter Bruce when he was a player. So, Carter, tell me about your game plan tonight and sticking with it.
Yeah, well, we came in and we knew we could be the more physical team. We didn't show that early, and it's tough sometimes when you don't show that early and you got to stay with it. We had some big guys step up come second quarter. Ethan Faust has been our workhorse the last 2 weeks at running back, and, you know, I just trust those guys. I trust those linemen to figure it out, get their gaps and get their blocks, and we just keep going.
Yeah, certainly, you know, after the defense gets that stop, you have the opportunity to, you know, try and run out the clock, and you're able to do that. What was some of your focus there in terms of trying to do that?
Yeah, our big goal every play is 3 yards. And I told those guys, you know, going out, we get a first down, this game's over. Getting that mindset that, you know, they're going to call timeouts, and it's going to be a long drive just by time, but we get a first down, we end it, and they did a great job on third down there, getting the first down, third and six, getting 6 yards and putting the game away, and then just doing the right things in that situation to finish it.
Well, Red Oak gets a back-to-back as 2 consecutive victories by 1 point each, and, you know, they all count the same. And Red Oak is now 2-2 on the season. Head coach Alan Gray, offensive coordinator Carter Bruce on our coach's hotline. Guys, appreciate the time tonight. Enjoy it, all right?
All right, we will. Thank you. Appreciate you guys.